Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, June 24th, 2019. We're on the record at 1:31 PM. And we'll begin our meeting as always with an invocation led by Commissioner Alford, followed by the pledge of allegiance led by Commissioner Alford.
If you don't mind, please bow your head. Lord, we come before you one more time, asking that you restore that wisdom on each and every member of this court, but not just this court, every elected official of Jefferson County. Lord, we ask that you take care of our families, and that's all our employee families also. Lord, we ask that you put your loving arms around the families that have loved ones away fighting the wars to keep us free. Lord, we ask this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me in our pledge to our great nation's flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll begin our agenda today with items under purchasing, item A. Receive file bids for an IFB term contract for inmate clothing and supply for Jefferson County. Item B through E via addendum. C is receive file bid for term contract for inmate clothing and supply for Jefferson County delivered before the due date and time but to the incorrect location by the carrier. Item C is consider to approve execute receive file contract for renewal temporary canteen meal catering disaster emergency for Jefferson County. For a fifth one-year renewal with Collins Kitchen LLC from July 1st, 2019 to July 30th, 2020. The price increase for item one from $11 to $11.40, item two, $13 to $13.40, item three, $19 to $19.40. And item four from $9 to $9.40 due to increase in food and labor costs. Item D is consider approve execute receive file change order number one with Spa Glass Building Services. The removal and replacement of two flag poles at Jefferson County Courthouse in the amount of $9,599.83. For additional crew time, crane rental, and mobilization, bringing the total amount to $24,665.83 in accordance with the 5-4 contract. And item E is considered approved disposition of salvage properties authorized by local government code section 263.1523 for broken or obsolete items. Do I have motion on those items under purchasing?
Move.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver, second by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under Constable Precinct 6, we have one item to consider and properly approve the hiring of Dwayne Keith Johnson as Deputy Constable of Constable Precinct 6 in accordance with Local Government Code Chapter 86.019. Do I have motion on that?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford. Second by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Airport, we have one item to consider property for an authorized county judge to execute the hangar lease between Jefferson County and BC Aviators LLC for hangar number 6 at Jack Brooks Regional Airport. Do I have a motion on that?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, second by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Auditor, item A is consider and approve budget amendment for voters registration for additional cost for insurance in the amount of $5,000. Item B is consider and approve budget amendment for purchasing for additional cost for postage in the amount of $1,000. Item C is consider and approve budget transfer for JP Precinct 4 for additional cost for postage in the amount of $275. Item D is consider and approve budget amendment for transfer out for additional cost for interest payment in the amount of $77,808. And item E is consider and approve amending the county general funds budget by $77,808 with reduction to the contingency line item and corresponding amendment to the debt service fund budget with the $77,808 increase to bond interest due to the issuance of the 2019 certificates of obligation. The total budget for general funds will be $131,666,480. The amended budget for debt service will be $4,689,808, which nets to a $0 change to combine the total budget for the county. And item F is regular county sales check numbers 460530 through 460712. That motion on those items under auditing.
So moved. Second.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Hofford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Under county clerk, we have one item to consider and approve out of state travel for Teresa Goodness, Rebecca Garcia, and Zuli Dorita to attend the TR Synergy 2019 workshop hosted by our imaging vendor, Thomson Reuters, for education and updates on our system. Designated location this year is Virginia Beach, Virginia, and expenses have been budgeted for fiscal year 2018-19. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold. Seconded by
who's second?
Yes. Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Next, under county commissioners, item A is consider and possibly approve Jefferson County termination of all rent lease between Jefferson County and Global Investment Group regarding property at the Jack Brooks Regional Airport. Item B is consider and possibly approve and authorize county judges to send rent and notice of cancellation of all rent lease between Jefferson County and Global Investment Group regarding property at the Jack Brooks Regional Airport. Item C is consider and possibly approve Jefferson County withdrawal from the interlocal agreement between Jefferson County, City of Needham, and Needham EDC for commercial development infrastructure improvements on property at Jack Brooks Regional Airport. Item D is to consider possible approval and authorize county judge to send written notice to the City of Needham and Needham and EDC regarding Jefferson County's withdrawal from the interlocal agreement concerning commercial development of infrastructure improvements on property at Jack Brooks Regional Airport. And item E is to consider possible approval, receive and file the annual audit of Jefferson County Emergency Services District Number 4 pursuant to Section 775.082. of the Texas Health and Safety Code. Do I have a motion on those items under commission?
Moved.
Second?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Mr. Queer, would you like to come up and speak? I want to preface your comments by saying in consultation with our attorneys, we became aware that by the terms of the lease themselves, they had already expired. This is simply formalizing what's actually legally already occurred, and opening the county up to other opportunities for development does not in any shape, form, or fashion say that we don't want flow there, that we won't consider more discussions with you if the overdevelopment within the flow or anyone else should an opportunity present itself, but that would need to be done under some kind of time constraints, because when I looked, we had talked about it. We've been under the letter of intent for 41 months, and we just need in any future either letters of intent, contractual obligation, or anything to have a time frame within which improvements would be made to the property, but I'll allow you to speak. Go ahead.
Thank you, Judge Brandon and Commissioners. I've given you a folder which basically does have a timeline from the time that we first started with Global Investment Group, and the actual leases were finally executed on May the 1st at 17. But you can see in that timeline how far that we have come. We do understand that they did allow the lease to lapse, and I have someone here from Globe today. We would like to entertain the opportunity to do a new lease with them moving forward with timelines, but we want you to all understand with the timelines that are presented with you today, when you're doing a huge development like this, we have to do, just like if you're building anything new, once I get past TxDOT, which we're still hung up with, as far as the hydraulic analysis, our permit still sits in Austin, and they have to approve our deceleration lane, which I presented to you and asked you in a workshop not that long ago for your help. So once we get those two things blessed by TxDOT, which could take a week, 3 months, or whatever, then they'll know that they'll have their road going into the new development, and then they'll be able to do their due diligence and begin their construction process. In the construction process, that basically means the Nederland EDC at that point in time goes back to our engineer, which is Ron Arsenault, and Ron Arsenault will go out for bid, seal bids for the projects, and see who can do the development of the acceleration road, the driveway permit, and then they'll do the vetting for the contractors, and so on and so forth, like you would for any other project. When we're at that point, then Globe would be able to begin theirs. So as far as timelines go, I can't give specific timelines until we know TxDOT's approved our stuff, and then it rolls like that, just like any other development would. But we do realize that their lease did lapse. I'm sorry that we're meeting today on these circumstances. I wish we could have met sooner, and maybe just that, and possibly had this next week, but we pulled together everything we possibly could at the last minute, being notified on Thursday about this event. But if you will reference in your folder, it's the same layout, same rendering, beautiful design that they've always had, that I've given you multiple times, but you have another copy for your reference, as well as our timeline, the expenses that the Nederland EDC has incurred at this point in time on behalf of the landlord, which is the county, because that's the way the interlocal with the Nederland EDC, the city of Nederland, and Jefferson County agreed that we would be expending all the funds on behalf of the county, so therefore the county only leased the land, and we would take care of everything else. But if you look at the timelines, even later today, and look at all the work that's been taken upon us at this point in time, we're very, very, very close. I'm at the TxDOT point, and I shared that with you last time. So once hydraulic analysis goes to TxDOT, we'll get that driveway permit. No one's gonna put their own private funding into any project unless they have a road that they know they need going into that development. So I would ask you to please entertain possibly a new lease moving forward with them.
We will. I'm going to let Commissioner Weaver talk, but I mean, I think I can't speak for anyone but myself. I think we have an FAA covenant that says that we're supposed to utilize that property for income-producing purposes, but we're able to. We're going to continue to want to work with the EDC to meet that covenant. We're going to entertain any reasonable offer for development of the property. I think there's been some discussion that perhaps we might just want to be a lessor and be out of the development business, but we will look at anything you bring to us.
Okay.
This isn't in any way, in my estimation, it's a slap in the face of anybody. I understand how lengthy a time period it often is in order to get permits. I mean, I've waited years for Corbin's deer to get permits. We're used to that. But we're just recognizing what's actually legally happened and making sure that we all have a good understanding so that if we need to start direct, we can.
And I appreciate that. And what I'd like to do before you speak, if you don't mind, Commissioner Weaver, is it was brought up to us about 3 weeks ago, possibly with the Nederland Economic Development Corporation being the landlord, taking all of that away from you, and then we would actually lease the land to be over the development, and that was brought up by the airport manager, Alex Rupp. I took that back to my board quickly on my birthday, May the 15th, and they were like, well, okay, let's see what happens. And so, yes, quick agenda item that I would like to shoot to you within this week, if possible, for maybe the next 2 weeks. It would be a new lease with GLOW, as well as possibly a lease between the NEDC, where we're the landlord, and your, we would just funnel the money back to you. That way, we get the development going.
Obviously, again, I'd have to find out how the other members'
sure.
support felt about it, but
sure.
I wouldn't have any objection to that, other than, you know, we can't pad up for 40 years without some kind of development time frame.
Right.
That'd be the only thing that we would need.
No, and I understand that. And at this point in time, I also understand there's nothing else going on out there. There's not another development, because we talked about that on the phone. So, go ahead.
Judge, Commissioners, and of course, thank y'all for being here today. I think I mentioned this in previous conversations. I just think it's time to hit the reset button, start fresh. This property has been tied up since February of 2016. That's about 3.5 years. Put things in perspective, that's 1,222 days. The leases have certain performance dates that were not met. In fact, as the judge alluded to, the leases are expired. Our county engineering department and other departments within the county, as well as any city departments, I'm not aware of any type of real construction plans or things that would be of substance that would show the project is shovel-ready. It's great to have things on paper and renderings and things like that, but as most of us know, when you have an $80 million complex, there's a lot that goes into that in preparation, not just drawings, okay? We've approved the amendments to these leases. We even extended the lease, which all have expired. The county, the city of Neyland, the city, Neyland EDC has been working hard to develop the property. And I expect that that effort will continue. And I look forward to working with everyone to make sure that we can have a successful result. But I believe it's time to go in a new direction. At this point in time, my comfort level, my confidence level is not at a point where I want to visit about leases in the next 2 weeks. We need to sit back, we need to look at this, we need to let our county attorney review everything and work together collectively to make sure that we put our best foot forward and not rush into something. Because we see 3.5 years that this causes pause. Again, with all that being said, I'm cautiously optimistic for the future development of the frontage areas of the airport, and I look forward to working with the city of Neyland, the Neyland EDC, and their board, and the rest of the county to develop this property. And I believe it has a future. Maybe this is just not the right fit, but hopefully we'll come up with something. So, that's all I have.
Would anyone like to ask any questions of one of the GLOW representatives that is here that is still very interested in moving forward with this project? Commissioner Donnelly.
Who is the GLOW representative?
We have Adrian here. You've met him before in the past.
Yeah. Commissioner? I guess my question is, if we were to entertain a new lease, what would the timeline
be? Judge, one thing I'm going to bring to the table. Hearing what Commissioner Weaver said and all things on the front, and the unknown for you guys being TxDOT hasn't given you any idea when, what date, or what time they would have the approval or disapproval of those accelerated lanes, correct?
Yes,
it is hard pressed for us, and hearing what my colleague Commissioner Weaver was saying, it's hard pressed for us to just sit there and not move, because somebody else may want to see it in a different light, and that's just being honest with you.
No, and I appreciate that. But with the lead, with the thing that we have to do with TxDOT, if we do not stay on that, as far as acceleration, deceleration, because you know they're doing a study from Spurlock Road all the way up to Jimmy Johnson. They're looking at removing and adding new exit ramps, new entrance ramps, looking at the speed limit, additional stop signs. That's going to impact whatever happens here in the airport, no matter what. But if you remember way back in the day, we had to go, the EDC went on behalf of the county all the way to the state level to get that reversed back to the county so that we could actually have the access to put in for a driveway permit. If we do not keep moving forward on that and it reverts back to the state, we'll never get it again, and there will not be a driveway and a new road for any new development going in that section. So I just want to make sure everybody's aware of that.
I just have, Mr. Quill, when did you start with this project? When it first was presented to the Commissioner's Court, it was a different person. When were you hired?
I was actually hired July of 13. And the one that you're talking about in 16, that was accelerated development. And they had a lease that was tied up on that land out there, and we had to end that before we could ever even begin working with GLOW. And so we started working with GLOW, their letter of intent, at the end of 16, but you actually had executed leases on May the 1st of 2017. That's when the leases actually started.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
to the extent that we can assist you, if you'll get us the information, I'll contact TxDOT in Austin about the status of the permit.
Okay, that would be great.
Commissioners, anything further? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it.
Thank you for your time.
Under County Treasurer, receive and file investment schedule for May 2019, including the year-to-date total learning cost, county cost, that vote on that. Second, Commissioner Weaver, second by Commissioner Sinodal, any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under Engineering, item A, is execute, receive, file overweight vehicle permit, road use agreement between Jefferson County and Orbit Gulf Coast NGL Exports LLC for vehicle construction equipment along county roads located in precinct 1, 2, and 4. And B, is execute, receive, file pipeline permit O2P19 to Orbit Gulf Coast NGL Exports LLC to construct pipelines and distribution of liquid NGL ethane across Jefferson County located in precinct 1, 2, and 4. And C, is execute, receive, file easement agreement with Orbit Gulf Coast NGL Exports LLC. Purchase easement from Jefferson County and deeds record in official public records, document numbers, 2000004838 and 2000004839. And D, is execute, receive, and file overweight vehicle permit, road use agreement between Jefferson County and Lone Star NGL Pipeline LP for vehicle construction equipment along county roads located in precinct 1, 2, and 4. Item E, is execute, receive, and file pipeline permit, Lone Star NGL Pipeline to construct pipelines and distribution of liquid NGL propane across Jefferson County located in precinct 1, 2, and 4. Item F, is to execute, receive, and file easement agreement with Lone Star NGL Pipeline LP, purchase easement from Jefferson County and deeds record, official public records, document number 2504838 and 2504839. So that motion on those items under engineering.
He motioned on stuff overweight in our precinct?
No.
Who's that?
Nobody's put three in there.
Second by Commissioner Arnold. Discussion. Okay, am I correct, sir, that one of the pipelines for Orbit is for natural gas liquids and ethane, and then one for Lone Star is for natural gas liquids and propane?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Any other discussion?
When you catch a wrong way, go to through.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under juvenile probation, we have one item to receive and file exposed juvenile budget for fiscal year 2020 in accordance with 140.004 local government code. That motion on that item. Moved by Commissioner Weaver, second by Commissioner Sinodal. I didn't notice any changes in the budget.
No, the only thing that what Chief submitted, I think, was actually about the same or lower. What's increasing is some of the costs that will go up for our retirement thing and insurance.
All right. Any other discussion regarding that juvenile probation agenda? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under Sheriff's Department, we have one item to consider possible to execute an agreement between Jefferson County on behalf of the jail and TAN Healthcare and Core Health for medical services to be provided to inmates of the jail. Do I have a motion on that?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Hall.
Second.
Second is by Commissioner Weaver. And any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Is there anything that's our regular? Is there anything that any member of the court we can bring to the attention of the public without our taking action? We are adjourned. Thank you very much.
Yeah.